10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest, your dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here. I can't wait for you to get here. Bridges for picture frames, padlocked with all our names. Just like we planned it, just like we planned it. Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again. Just like we planned it, going and landing. I can't wait for you to get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Thank you.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round that afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she can fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. Dude, always on the up and up. She go tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rut. Had to sneak away for a sec while the chunk of bump. Bumping that fun, yeah. Side stay lit. I don't need a cheat to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind out to the piff like nah. No smoke. I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm. That's
and
dope.
I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
I'm still right here. I'm
for all the times I gave up midway.
All of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus, I'm still hungry, need templates. So relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track.
Okay.
His story lines up with his glory, all facts.
Okay.
And I'm just knowing so thankful for that.
Thank
when
you.
I realized where he took me from, I cried. Cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none.
Hey,
finally
none.
See a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ay. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ay. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ay.
Just 30 more seconds.
Oh, no. Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got something to hide. We gon'
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
We welcome you into Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you as the Rough Riders get set to take on the Midland Rockhounds for Game 3 of this six-game series. The Rough Riders losing in the first two games in Game 1 at 10-3 and last night in a close one at 7-6. And they look for their revenge today in a very important game and a very important series overall for the postseason picture in the Texas League in the second half. Let's take a look at the standings and how everything shook out yesterday right in the beginning of this series, and a really important one for everybody. Amarillo entered this series on top in the Texas League South, and they still remain there, but their lead has certainly slimmed. They've lost each of their first two games to the San Antonio Missions, with Midland winning the first two games of this series. They're just one game back now of the Amarillo Sod Poodles for the lead in the Texas League South. Corpus Christi, they are tied with the Rough Riders four games back in the South, and San Antonio, they're five games back, but they don't really have to worry about this half of baseball because they won the first half, and they're guaranteed into the postseason no matter what. As for the Texas League North, Arkansas won the first half, and they are really struggling here in the second half of play. They're 19-27. It's Wichita that's on top of the Texas League North, with Northwest Arkansas 1.5 games back in that division. And so one of those two teams will most likely make the playoffs, but you never know. We still have over 3 weeks left of baseball to play, and there are a lot of pivotal matchups going on in the Texas League over the next few weeks. So a lot of fun stuff to pay attention to down the stretch. This is where it gets exciting in the second half, down the stretch of the postseason picture, and seeing who is going to play for a potential Texas League title. Well, the Rough Riders, as they begin that quest to draw themselves closer to Amarillo, they turn to Seth Nordlund on the mound for today's game. Seth Nordlund, a guy who has been very consistent for the Rough Riders this season after coming back to Frisco. He was Rule 5'd away by the Minnesota Twins organization and was with the Wichita Wind Surge. He was released by the Wind Surge and he came back to Frisco, and he's been very good. Over his last four starts, he has gone exactly five innings in each of those last four. And he has been a huge part of the Rough Riders starting rotation over the last few weeks. Nordlund, overall on the season, combined between his time in Wichita and his time here in Frisco and in AAA Round Rock this season, making his 29th appearance and his 13th start. On the other side, it's a guy who's making just his second start here at the AA level. It's Brady Basso who gets the start. Coming off of Tommy John surgery, he missed all of 2022. And then he came back at the high level with Lansing, made 15 appearances, 12 starts. He went 2-4 with a 2.64 ERA there. And now he is making his second career AA start, after he went three innings, allowing two runs, just one of them earned in his first career AA start. That was last week against San Antonio. He's not a guy who's going to go very deep into the game coming off that Tommy John surgery. He's season high in innings pitched is four, and he's done that five times this year. So it's Seth Nordlund against Brady Basso for the Midland Rockhounds. It should be a very interesting and intriguing pitching matchup today. Well, yesterday we caught up with Robbie Ahlstrom, a reliever for the Rough Riders, and talked to him a little bit about his time with the Yankees organization, getting traded over here to the Rangers organization prior to last season, and his experiences here in the Rangers organization so far, as well as going to the University of Oregon for school. Get you part two of that interview with Rough Riders reliever Robbie Ahlstrom when we continue here on the pregame show. It's the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds, game three of this six-game series coming up at the top of the hour. Happy you're with us on this beautiful day in Midland, Texas. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
Welcome back to the Riders pregame show. Yesterday, we got to catch up with Robbie Ahlstrom, Rough Riders reliever. Let's get you part two of that interview right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Joined by Robbie Ahlstrom, you mentioned Nestor Cortes, a guy who's pitcher for the Yankees, and you used to be in the Yankees organization coming over in a trade last season. What was that whole process like for you going with the trade?
It was a crazy one. I blew up for about 15 minutes on Instagram, social media, all of that. Some Yankee source commented on my Instagram and said, good luck in Texas. I replied with, wait, what? Only to find out a couple minutes later through a phone call that I'd been traded to the Rangers. And then I had a couple hours to get my stuff together and get to the airport and flew straight to the low A affiliate down east in Kingston. Beat the guys there and had to meet everybody to start the season, which was it was kind of a challenge, just being in a strange environment. But we have a really good group of guys that were there, and some guys are here in Double A, some are still in High A, but just really good group of guys that the Rangers have. They welcomed me in and made that process really comfortable and really easy once I kind of just opened up to them.
Something the Rangers have done, it seems like for everybody who's coming into this organization, is they've done a great job opening their arms and making sure they're feeling welcoming. What was it specifically, I guess, that kind of made you feel welcome?
Yeah, I think one of the principles or morals, I guess you could say, of the Rangers when they're selecting guys, either draft or trades, is they ask about character. That's important to them. So we have a lot of good guys in our organization, baseball side, just like stand-up dudes. Just talking to me, welcoming me in. I didn't have a car because I got flown out from Tampa, so guys were offering me rides, making sure like everything was in order with that. So just welcoming me in, just being nice, being able to approach them. So it was awesome.
Joined by Robbie Ahlstrom, now a University of Oregon, and you grew up in Eugene, went to North Eugene High School. What was the decision to become a Duck?
I had Oregon and Oregon State. Those were the two biggest options. I had a couple other colleges looking at me, but those were most aggressive teams coming after me. And it all happened pretty quick. After my first year at junior college, I hadn't really talked to anybody. I knew a couple people were looking at me, and they all came to watch me that summer when I was playing in Medford for the Rogues. And I think it came down to I felt like I had better conversations with the Oregon staff, and I was close to home. It was 15 minutes away from my house. So ultimately, I thought that was the best decision. I'm glad I went with that one.
So growing up in Eugene, do you have memories of going to Oregon football games or anything like that in particular?
Yeah, I'd always try and catch every Civil War game, either Corvallis or Eugene. Try to get those baseball, football, basketball, whatever it was. Anytime I could get my hands on tickets, I was at one of those games. And then my friend Andrew Moore. He went to North Eugene High School as well. He played for the Beavers. So every Friday night I was in Corvallis watching him pitch. I got to see a lot of those games.
Andrew Moore, perfect game me in high school, in my high school. So it's kind of a sore subject, but he's a good dude. Yeah. Hey, thank you, Robbie, for joining us, and happy to have you here with the Rough Riders.
Yeah, absolutely, thank you.
We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The party deck at Writers Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at writersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Midland, Texas. Let's get you the starting lineups for both these teams, and we start with the Frisco Rough Riders, as announced by Carlos Cardoza, the manager for Frisco. Jax Biggers with two home runs in the first two games of this series. He leads it off at second base. Then it's Evan Carter in left, leading the team with four hits in the first two games. And K-Bear Rodriguez makes his first start in the three spot in the order at shortstop for the Rough Riders. Middle third, it's Trevor Hover in right field, Liam Hicks the DH, and Kellen Strom in center. And the bottom third, Josh Hatcher at first, Freiner Chavez is the third baseman, and Scott Capers rounds out the order at catcher for Frisco. Once again, for the Rough Riders, it's Biggers, Carter, Rodriguez, Hover, Hicks, Strom, Hatcher, Chavez, and Capers. On the other side for the Midland Rockhounds, as announced by Bobby Crosby, the manager for Midland. Drew Swift leads it off at shortstop. He has four hits in this series, followed by Max Muncy, the DH, and the number 10 prospect in the A's organization. Shane McGuire, the catcher, hits third, making his second start of the series. Lazaro Armenteros is the left fielder. He cleans things up. Cameron Masterman is the right fielder, hitting fifth, and Jack Winkler hits sixth and plays at the third base position defensively. Bottom third of the order, William Simonite is at first base. Brian Buelos in center, and Casey Yamauchi is the second baseman in the nine spot. Once again, for the Midland Rockhounds, it's Swift, Muncy, McGuire, Armenteros, Masterman, Winkler, Simonite, Buelos, and Yamauchi. The Rough Riders, having lost the first two games of this series, look for a little bit of redemption against Midland in this Game 3 of the six-game set. The Rough Riders coming into today at 24-23 in the second half, 55-60 in the overall record, and Midland 27-20 in the second half. They are 59-57 overall this season. The Rough Riders with a four-game deficit in the Texas League South. The Midland Rockhounds with a one-game deficit in the Texas League South. It's a beautiful matchup on a beautiful day here in Midland, Texas. We'll get to the first pitch in the play-by-play when we come back. Rough Riders and Rockhounds, Texas Rangers and Oakland Athletics rivalry renewed here at the AA level. And we'll get you the action next on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. Or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
He is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Acuna coming home from third. He comes in to score. Swing and a drive. Deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
The Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds are ready to go for Game 3 of this six-game series from Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas. Hi, everybody, and welcome in. Zach Bigley with you. The Rough Riders, having lost the first two of this series and eight of their last 10, are looking to get back on the right track against Midland, who on the other side is playing some very good baseball right now. They have won 11 of their last 13, and Jax Biggers leads things off for the Rough Riders in the top of the first. Brady Basso making his second career double-A start on the mound, and the left-hander working against Jax Biggers. He winds back and delivers home the first pitch of the ball game tonight. It's on the inside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. We're underway. It's 7:02 in the p.m. here in Midland, Texas. It's 94 degrees with our game's first pitch temperature. The 0-1 just outside, and the count goes to 1-1 on the Riders' second baseman. Sunshine up above, 10-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from center field and kind of blustering back and forth. The 1-1. Biggers swings, pops it foul left side. It's 1-2. We've seen a lot of wind over the course of this series here in Midland. And this is our least windy day of the three so far at just 10 miles an hour. We've seen as high as 19 miles an hour. That was yesterday. It's also our warmest day of the series so far at 94. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner in the dirt. Kicks away from McGuire, the catcher, who reels it in and fires down to first to retire Biggers and complete the strikeout. Basso with the strikeout, one away, and here's Evan Carter. Biggers with a home run in each of the first two games of this series, but he's retired via strikeout to begin it. And Evan Carter, who leads the Rough Riders with four hits in this series, stands in from the left side. Here's the wind in the first pitch. Misses high, and it's 1-0. Evan Carter hitting .283 through 93 games of the Rough Riders. 12 home runs is the most on the active roster. The 1-0. Swinging a hard ground ball. That's up the middle and into center field. A base hit for Evan Carter. His fifth hit of the series. He's now 5-for-9. And it's a one-out base runner for the Rough Riders. The number 8 prospect in all of minor league baseball is aboard at first. It's only his second single out of his five hits. He's doubled twice and tripled. And here's K-Bear Rodriguez, who had a double yesterday and a two-hit affair. Runner at first, one out in the first inning, and the pitch is a bunt shown. And he pulls it back to his right shoulder, takes down low and inside with a breaking ball. And it's 1-0 on Rodriguez. Riders shortstop today, playing in just his 20th game in a Rough Riders uniform. Brady Basso, the 25-year-old left-hander, ready from the stretch. He fires. High off the outside corner. It's two balls and no strikes. So let's introduce you to Brady Basso. 6'2", a 213-pounder on the hill out of Pearland, Texas, which is just south of Houston. He was drafted by the A's in the 16th round in 2019. The pitch. It's down low and inside. It's three balls and no strikes. He was picked out of Oklahoma State. And he is a guy who the A's were very excited about, but he went down after the 2021 season with Tommy John surgery, making just seven appearances in that year. The pitch home. Top of the zone, inside corner, a strike, and it's 3-1. In fact, this start today is just his 19th career minor league start, despite being drafted back in 2019. Former Oklahoma State Cowboy ready from the stretch, and he kicks and throws over to first base. Jason Carter back in, who's 21 for 30 in stolen bases this year. At the high A level, Brady Basso went 2-4 with a 2.64 ERA. 15 appearances, 12 starts. He brings it home. Fastball, top of the zone again. It's called strike two, and it's 3-2 now on Rodriguez. 44 and a third innings there. He struck out 45 and only walked 11. Held opponents to a 2.11 batting average as Rodriguez calls time and takes a little walk back behind the dirt circle. And home plate regathers his thoughts. Three balls and two strikes on him. See if Carter takes off. He does. The pitch is fouled off to the right side. And it's still three balls and two strikes. With one out, Carter choosing to run as Carlos Cardoza puts the game in motion early on. Rough Riders lost back-to-back games in this series, 10-3 in Game 1 and 7-6 last night in a game in which Jax Biggers tied it with a three-run home run in the seventh. Here's the stretch in the 3-2. He stays. The pitch is flicked foul again to the right side off the sweet level and caroms down into the seating bowl. And it's still three balls and two strikes. Carter leads from first. The stretch and the 3-2 pitch on the way to Rodriguez. He swings, chops it to short. Swift makes the play onto second for one. Throw to first is in time for the double play. My goodness, Swift off to his right side, nabbed it, threw almost submarine style onto second, and Yamauchi with the turn onto first for the twin killing. So no runs on a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base for the Rough Riders in the first inning. Let's go to the bottom of the first. Seth Nordlund on the hill in a scoreless game when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
You're one of a kind. You deserve a mobile service that lets you stand out. Introducing Astound Mobile. With award-winning internet, we have plans that fit you to do more, to be more on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks. With Astound, you only pay for what you need. Buy the gig or go unlimited. Switch today and get mobile with our award-winning internet for as low as $40 a month. Two great services, one astounding company. We are Astound.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Bova Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Seth Nordlund brings in the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning. It's just off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders held scoreless in the top of the first. And now Seth Nordlund deals home to Drew Swift. It's high off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. Drew Swift taking over in the top spot as Cooper Bowman gets the night off. 2-0 offering from Nordland. Misses off the outer edge, and it's 3 balls and no strikes. The Rough Riders have had trouble keeping the Rockhounds off the scoreboard in the first inning in these first two games. The 3-0. It's down low and inside for ball four, and it's a four-pitch walk to start it for Drew Swift. Max Muncy, the next batter. Designated hitter, had 2 hits against Seth Nordland in his last start head-to-head against these Midland Rockhounds. No score, bottom of the first inning. That last start was on August 6th at home. Here's the stretch and the offering home. It's a strike at the bottom of the zone, back pick to first, not in time. 0-1 on Muncy. In that game, Nordland went 5 innings, allowing 3 runs, 2 of them earned. 5 hits. Rough Riders ended up losing the game 3-2. The 0-1. Just off the outside corner and low, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Seth Nordland has spent some time in AAA Round Rock. He began the season with AA Wichita, the Twins affiliate. Here's the stretch and the 1-1 pitch to Muncy. Swing and a miss, and a good breaking ball off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. But with the Rough Riders this year, he's making his 8th appearance and his 8th start. 1-3, a 5.22 ERA. He readies and brings in the 1-2. Swinging a line drive, looped down the left side and foul. Still 1 ball and 2 strikes on the designated hitter, Muncy. And 29 in the third innings, 27 strikeouts to just 3 walks. He walked a batter in his last start, breaking up a string of 3 consecutive starts without a walk. The pitch is high, and it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes, and he walked Drew Swift on just 4 pitches to begin the game. He's known for his command, though, the 25-year-old out of Mesa, Arizona. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball, third base sign and foul. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clay Williams is our home plate umpire tonight. Ray Patchen, the crew chief, down the first baseline. And Casey James, our third base umpire. A 3-man Texas League umpiring crew on this Thursday night for Momentum Make Ballpark on a really beautiful night and the best crowd of the week so far. Nordland readies and fires in the 2-2 pitch. After a long hold, instead he delivers a throw over to first to chase Swift back home. He's 4-for-6 in steals this season. Nordland looks in for his sign. He's got it. Ready from the stretch with a red glove at the belt. The 2-2. Low off the outside corner. We've gone full. This will be the 8th pitch upcoming to Muncy. Let's introduce the defense behind Seth Nordland today. It's Evan Carter in left, Kellen Strom in center, and Trevor Hover in right. Nordland delivers home the payoff. A swing and a miss and a high fastball for strike 3. Max Muncy down on strikes. 1 away, and here's Shane McGuire.
Catcher Shane McGuire.
McGuire hitting in the 3 spot. He went 0-for-5 with 3 walks in the first 2 games of this series so far. Along the infield defensively, it's Franier Chavez at third. K-Bear Rodriguez at shortstop. Jax Biggers at second, and Josh Hatcher at first. The pitch shuttles down low and inside. It's 1 ball and 0 strikes to the left-handed batter, McGuire, against the righty, Nordland. Scott Capers does the catching today for Nordland. It's the 7th time he's caught him in his 8 starts with the Rough Riders. The 1-0 pitch. Inside corner, a called strike right at the knees, and it's 1-1. In those starts, the Riders are 2-4, but Nordland has pitched well. 23 strikeouts to 2 walks when pitching to Scott Capers. Throw goes over to first base, not in time. Rough Riders have not backed Seth Nordland very well on the offensive side, averaging just 4.4 runs a game, and that includes scoring 10 runs in the last start that he had. Those numbers were well lower before that. He readies and brings in the 1-1 pitch. Strike at the top of the zone, and it's 1-2. Nordlund was drafted back in 2017 by the Rangers, and he has really become a big, big leader in this clubhouse, a guy who a lot of people look up to. Really, him and Jax Biggers are two really important leaders in the clubhouse. That's the old cliche of a minor league veteran. But he has been a very good figure. Here's the stretch in the 1-2. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's still 1-2, and it helps he's now a father. His wife, Brett, and his daughter, Abby. Abby was born last year. He's ready from the stretch. First base side of the rubber. A deep breath, shoulders up and down. And the 1-2. Just off the outside corner. Tried it with a changeup and barely missed. Two balls and two strikes on McGuire. The pull side shift on the infield behind Seth Nordlund for the left-handed bat. The 2-2. Swinging a fly ball, hit well onto deep right field. Hover turns around to the warning track, makes the catch, and turns right back around, fires it back towards the infield. So a fly ball into the dead teeth of the wind. And it knocked it down, and Trevor Hover got spun around but was able to make the grab. Two outs, Swift at first base. No score in the bottom of the first inning. And here's Lazaro Armenteros. Tulsa scored two runs in the first in game one, the pitch. It's a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1, and they scored one run in the first yesterday. And Nordlund trying to become the first Rough Riders arm to hold them scoreless in the first inning in this series. He fires over to first once again, a closer play this time, but Swift was able to get back in with a step and a dive. Armenteros, right-handed batter, 0-for-4 so far with an RBI. His only appearance was yesterday. He's struggled against the Rough Riders head-to-head this season. Stretch in the offering home. Actually, another throw over to first base, and Swift is back in. In 15 games against the Rough Riders, Armenteros just hitting .191. He has walked a bunch, though. In those 15 games, he's walked 16 times, which has given him a .415 on base percentage. The pitch. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. So a 713 OPS, very respectable, but lower than his regular OPS at 810 by about 100 points. Powerful batter from the right side, bent over at the plate in the pitch. Sent high in the air out to right field, sending Hover back. He's at the warning track. He's at the wall, and it's gone. A two-run opposite field home run for Lazaro Armenteros to right field into the short porch. And it's now 2-0 Midland in the bottom of the first inning. You know the horn's coming at some point. There it is. He's trying to wait it out. Two-run home run to right field. Armenteros is 11th of the season and his first head-to-head against the Riders. First pitch to Cameron Masterman. Cuddles with the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. So Tulsa has scored in every first inning in this series. Nordlund winds and fires. Swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's 0-2. And Nordlund gives up his sixth home run with the Rough Riders this season. His 12th overall this season. The 0-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Well, he ends the inning with a strikeout. His second, but a two-run home run by Lazaro Armenteros makes it 2-0 Midland as we go to the top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Nothing Midland to the top of the second inning. The Rough Riders, for the third consecutive game, allow runs in the first inning to these Rockhounds. A two-run home run by Lazaro Armenteros makes it 2-0, and now the Rough Riders have some work to do on the offensive side against Brady Basso, who rolled a double play in the first for a scoreless inning. Trevor Hover leads it off for the Rough Riders, middle third of the order. Here's the windback and the first pitch. Over for a strike in the inside corner, belt high, 0-1. Liam Hicks to follow, and then Kellen Strom for Frisco. Hover 2-for-7 with a couple walks in the series so far. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. He swings, fouls it back into McGuire's glove. It's 0-2. Brady Basso, the left-hander, has this defense behind him. Didn't get a chance to give it to you in the first inning. He only threw 14 pitches. Lazaro Armenteros in left, Brian Buelvas in center, and Cameron Masterman in right field. Left-hander rocks back in the 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him at the bottom of the zone in the dirt for strike three. It's blocked by McGuire, and he fires on down to retire Hover and complete the strikeout. Second strikeout, both on that big, good curveball from Brady Basso. One away, and here's Liam Hicks, who has just killed Rockhounds pitching this year. 15 for 35, a 429 average against the Rockhounds this season. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Over for a strike, top of the zone, 0-1. Jack Winkler has third base, Drew Swift at shortstop, Casey Yamauchi at second, William Simonite, the first baseman, and Chin McGuire does the catching, who sets up down low and inside in the pitch. Swinging a little flare out to shallow left field. Swift going back, and it's over the shortstop's head. Out into left for a base hit. Liam Hicks softly flares one into left field and picks up a knock, his third of the series. It's the Rough Riders' second hit tonight. And Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate.
This is number 4, Kellen Strom.
2-0 Midland, top of the second. Strom with a couple hits yesterday, and today is his 100th game with the Rough Riders. He's in from the right side. Basso from the stretch, and he pitches. Just high, one ball, no strikes. I should clarify, his 100th game this season with the Rough Riders. He also played last year with Frisco. Here's the stretch, just below the chin, off the chest, and the pitch. A swing and a chopper towards short. Swift's got it. Flips on his second for one. Yamauchi to first. In time for the double play. Wow, almost an exact same inning. Actually, exactly the same inning. Strikeout, base hit, 6-4-3 double play in both the first and the second innings for the Rough Riders offensively. And we go to the bottom of the second. It's 2-0 Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Winkler leads it off for Midland in the bottom of the second inning. It's 2-0 Rockhounds. Seth Nordland winds and fires home. Winkler watches on the inside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Winkler has had his way in this series so far. 2-for-6 with a homer, the pitch. Chopper foul back behind home. It's 0-2. He's driven in 4 runs and scored 4 times as well. He homered yesterday off of starter Dane Acker. The pitching. Fastball rides high, and it's 1-2. And the Rough Riders played a pretty wild game yesterday. Good comeback, but it was all for naught. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him away with a breaking ball for strike 3. Third strikeout for Seth Nordland, and there's one out. There's William Simonite. Rough Riders yesterday were trailing 6-3 going into the seventh when Jax Biggers clubbed a 3-run game-tying homer. The pitch. Inside on Simonite, 1-0. One out, bases clear in the second, 2-0 Midland. But a go-ahead sacrifice fly by the Rockhounds gave them the lead in the eighth. The 1-0 is cut on and missed by Simonite under his hands, and it's 1-1. And the Rough Riders could not come back from that in the top of the ninth. 1-1. Inside again, it's 2-1. So the Rough Riders have fallen in back-to-back games and in danger of going into 500 again in the second half of the loss today. 2-1. Swinging a grounder foul left side off the facing of the camera well next to the Riders' dugout, and it's 2-2. Well, William Simonite hitting just .245 this year, but he has looked like a world beater against the Rough Riders. The 2-2. A fly ball into right field. Hover coming in, racing towards the line, and a dead sprint makes the sliding catch. Great play by Trevor Hover. Running all the way in down the right field line, and at the last possible second, he reached down and ripped it off the top of the blades of grass with his glove and went into a slide to make sure that he didn't tumble over. Great play by Trevor Hover. 2 down. Brian Buelvas bats now. The first pitch is rifled back up the middle and into center field, skimming along the grass. Out to Kellen Strong. A base hit. Brian Buelvas with his second hit of the series, and Casey Yamauchi bats.
Second baseman, Casey Yamauchi.
Yamauchi playing in his ninth game at the AA level. He made his AA debut earlier this month against Frisco. In from the right side, Yamauchi drafted earlier this year in the pitch. Is outside, 1-0. He's actually a very interesting story. Yamauchi was a draft pick in 2023 and quickly making it up to the AA level. Nordland ready is in the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball out to shortstop. Rodriguez fields to his left and throws to second the short way for the out, and it retires the side in the second. We go into the top of the third inning. The Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Going to the top of the third inning, the Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds by a score of 2-0. Josh Hatcher leads it off for Frisco, followed by Franier Chavez and Scott Capers. It's the bottom third of the order against Brady Basso, and the left-hander facing a fellow lefty winds back and delivers. A swing and a soft roller right back to the hill. He's got it. Sets his feet, throws onto first base to Simonine and gets him one away. Franier Chavez makes his way to the plate. It's been a very easy start so far for Brady Basso. He has allowed a couple hits. He actually had identical first and second innings with a strikeout, a base hit, and then a 6-4-3 double play in both the first and the second innings. And now, as he's thrown 2 1/3 innings, he's only thrown 22 pitches. And Franier Chavez starts to slow things down a little bit, calling his timeout before he gets to the plate. And the switch hitter is in from the right side. Basso the first toss. He takes high and outside, one ball and no strikes. Chavez playing in his 13th game with the Rough Riders, coming up from High A Hickory a few weeks ago. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball settles to the inside corner. At the top of the zone, a strike. And it's 1-1 now on Chavez. Rockhounds in their light blue tops with orange lettering across the chest and white pants. The 1-1. Swinging a bouncer right side. Simonite swallows it up at first base. Takes one step to his left, right to the first base bag, and places his left foot on it for the second out. Two down here, Scott Capers. Basso has faced the minimum through the first eight in the Riders order. Frisco trailing 2-0. Rough Riders wearing their red tops, gray pants, and red double R ball caps tonight. Basso winds back and delivers home. Strike at the top of the zone, it's 0-1. Good fastball, 93 miles an hour from the left-hander Basso. He rocks back in the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and a good breaking ball in the dirt. That's the big curveball that Capers went fishing for, and it's 0-2. Scott Capers has been with the Rough Riders all season long, joined Frisco for the stretch run last year in the postseason. The 0-2. Breaking ball hit foul into the Riders' dugout left side. Watch out. Really took out a couple guys in the top step. Evan Torres, who's here with the Rough Riders, ducking out of the way, working with the catchers. Here's the wind back by Brady Basso. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. He strikes out Scott Capers. It's his third of the ball game. And a 1-2-3 third inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. The Rough Riders turned away, and they trail 2-0 to the bottom of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups.
Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
We're at the bottom of the third inning. The Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds 2-0. Top of the order due up for Midland. Seth Nordlund with his shoulders square to the Riders' first base dugout. He winds back and deals. Swinging a drive into left center field in the alley. Carter racing after it, and it's down. Splits the outfielders, goes all the way to the fence. Drew Swift tracing into second, and he rolls in there with a double leading off the third. Drew Swift hasn't homered yet in a Rockhounds uniform in 48 games, but he has doubled 8 times now. And he's been a hot hitter as of late, coming in over his last 14 games, hitting .344 with 21 hits in those 14. And now you can make it 22 hits in his last 15 games. He's in at second base for Max Muncy, who struck out in the first. The pitch. Swinging a line drive into center field. Strom coming on. He makes the catch. Throws it back in, but Drew Swift got back into second. Hard line drive by Max Muncy. But Kellen Strom, a good first step, came in, made the chest high catch.
Shane McGuire,
the batter now. 2-0 Midland, bottom half of the third. The only damage, a Lazaro Armenteros 2-run home run to right field. Here's the stretch in the pitch. High off the outside corner, 1-0. Pull side chip for the Riders infield against the left-handed batter who flew out to right field in the first. Nordlund looks back to second, takes a deep breath from the first base side of the rubber, delivers. It's a breaking ball. That seems on the outside corner a strike. 1-1 on McGuire. The Rough Riders will be keeping an eye on the scores around the Texas League throughout the rest of the season. It's kind of in the place that they're in. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Swinging a foul off of Capers' glove back behind home, and it's 1-2. And they're not in a great place right now, of course, having lost the first two games of this series, but there is a lot of baseball left to be played. They'll take on two more division opponents, both of whom are either tied or above them in the standings right now with Amarillo and Corpus Christi. And a look back towards second base. Swift is back in. 1-2 on McGuire. Corpus tied with the Rough Riders. Amarillo leading. Frisco 4 games back of the Sod Poodles. They're taking on San Antonio tonight on the road. No score in the bottom of the third inning there. Here's the stretch from Nordlund. He delivers. Swinging a line drive to third. Chavez makes the catch. It was a changeup on the outside corner, and McGuire just kind of flipped the bat at it to the opposite way. A hard line drive, but right at Chavez, who was positioned perfectly. And he made the catch chest high. 2 outs. Here's Lazaro Armenteros, who homered to right field for his 11th long ball of the season back in the first. Nordlund delivers home. Armenteros watches low and outside, 1-0. Well, Armenteros, during batting practice, was the only player wearing a helmet. out of everybody on the field. And we're taking BP against the machine today. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. He takes a breaking ball for a strike on the inside corner, belt high, and it's 1-1. The reason for that is last week he was hit in the head by a pitch in San Antonio, and so he wants to be as safe as he possibly can. And he wears that helmet now during batting practice. The 1-1. Low off the outside corner, two balls and one strike. Being very cautious is, can't really blame him for that. Kind of like a John Olerud look, wearing the helmet. Although Olerud's had no flaps on it, he was wearing his full batter's helmet. Infield plays to Pohl. The offering. He swings, crams it up the middle into center field, a base hit. Swift getting the windmill around third. No throw home. It's 3-0. RBI single for Lazaro Armenteros. He's driven in all three runs in the game. And Cameron Masterman makes his way in. Armenteros is putting on a show. He came in just hitting 191 against the Rough Riders, but he's already driven in three runs, and he has two hits. First pitch to Masterman. Bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-1. Masterman on the other side came in hitting 450 against the Rough Riders into today. He struck out looking in the first. That was just in six games, but 9-for-20, the pitch. Outside. Ball and a strike to the right fielder. He had two hits versus Nordland when Seth made that start against Midland on the 6th of this month. Armenteros leads from first, the pitch. Strike in the outside corner at the knees, and it's 1-2. Masterman has been having such a good month of August, hitting .355 in the month, with an over 1,000 OPS. And yesterday he went 0-for-4. It was just his second 0-for-anything in 16 starts in the month. The pitch is cut on and missed off the outside corner in the dirt for strike three. And Nordland gets out of it with his fourth strikeout. But an RBI single from Lazaro Armenteros makes it 3-0 Midland as we go to the top of the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the fourth inning in Midland, Texas. On the top of the order for the Rough Riders, Brady Basso has faced the minimum so far through three. Jax Biggers to the plate for the Rough Riders. He struck out in the first, but he has two homers in this series. There actually is only hits in this series. He's 2-for-10. Two homers and four RBIs. Here's the wind back in the pitch. High and inside, 1-0. This is the second time this year that Biggers has homered in back-to-back games. First time was his first go-around in Amarillo, the pitch. Slithers to the outside corner, a strike. A breaking ball, and it's 1-1. He homered in three straight games in that series. It was in the beginning of the season. 1-1 offering. Biggers takes a strike in the inside corner, and it's 1-2. Jax is having a great month and a really great stretch at the plate. This week, only one player has more homers than him in the Texas League. That's Chandler Redmond of Springfield, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and Biggers strikes out on the breaking ball. It's the big curve from Basso, and there is the fourth strikeout. He struck out one an inning. Evan Carter stands in, who singled to center in the first. 3-0 Midland, top of the fourth. Chandler Redmond has three home runs this week. Biggers has two. First offering in. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. We're rooting for Springfield right now as they're playing Corpus Christi. We're tied with the Rough Riders. They're in the bottom of the second inning in their game. The pitch is flicked foul to the left side. It's 1-1 on Carter. That's a high-scoring game already. It's 5-4 Springfield leads, and they're in the bottom of the second. They started at the same time as us. The 1-1. Check swing on a pitch at the bottom of the zone, and Carter was able to hold. It's two balls and one strike. Springfield has scored three runs in the first and three runs in the second in that game. The offering in. A hot grounder to the right side. Simonite backhands, underhand feed of the covering pitcher. Basso not in time. Evan Carter beats it out. And he's got his second hit of the day. An infield single to Simonite. Basso, as a left-hander, falls away from the first base bag when he delivers. And he had a long run to get over there. Carter, one of the fastest runners on the team. And he was able to make his way to first before Basso stepped on the bag. So the third hit for the Rough Riders offensively is the second for Carter. Gabriel Rodriguez the batter, but not before a mound visit by McGuire. Rodriguez ready to go. He bounced into a 6-4-3 double play in the first. The pitch. Carter takes off. It's down low and inside. Gets all the way back to the backstop off of McGuire's glove. And Carter has the stolen base. Evan Carter with the steal. 3-0 Rough Riders trail and trying to find their way on the scoreboard for the first time off of Basso, who was really efficient through the first few innings. He stretches and brings it home. Rodriguez watches on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. He's just thrown 29 pitches through his first three innings entering into this one. One out, runner at second. First time the Rough Riders have had a runner at second in the game, and the pitch. Rodriguez swings, flies it in the air out to left field. Armenteros coming in, Swift going back. It's Armenteros there to make the catch. Two-handed out in front of him. Two down on the fly out to left, and Trevor Hover stands in. 3-0 Midland, top of the fourth. Hover struck out in the second on three pitches. He draws a pull side shift. Left on left, Basso readies and delivers. Fastball over for a strike, middle, and it's 0-1. Liam Hicks on deck. You would love to give him an opportunity here. Not that Hover has not been great, but Hicks has been on fire recently. And a look back towards second base, kick and a turn. Carter back in without a throw. His 22nd steal of the season, swiping second base earlier in the inning. The look in. Basso nods yes to the sign. The pitch. Upper edge inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Left-handed batter climbs back in. He's seen nothing but strikes so far. Five pitches, all strikes tonight. Basso stretches, delivers. Breaking ball, low of the zone. And it's one ball and two strikes. Basso coming back from Tommy John surgery last year. Pitched for the first time this year in 688 days. Left-hander readies in the 1-2 pitch on the way. Curveball in the dirt. He went around in a check swing, strike three. And he strikes out his fifth of the night. No runs for the Rough Riders on one hit. No errors and one runner left on base. We go into the bottom of the fourth inning next. It's the Rockhounds 3. The Rough Riders nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the fourth inning, Jack Winkler starts it off against Seth Nordland. 3-0 Midland. And the pitch. Swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's 0-1. Winkler struck out in the second. Now he starts out the fourth inning. Nordland's pitch. Way outside in a breaking ball, and it's one ball and one strike. Twinkler, Simonite, and Buelvas. The men do up in this fourth. Midland got on the scoreboard by a two-run homer by Lazar Armenteros in the first. The pitch is low off the outside corner, and the count goes to two balls and one strike, and then Armenteros struck again in the third, and RBI single again. Nordland's Rock in the 2-1. Low and off the outside corner again. Three straight balls, and it's 3-1. He tries it again with a 3-1. High and inside, ball four. He delivers his second free package of the game. One to lead off the game and one to lead off the fourth. Drew Swift, who walked in the first, eventually came in to score. William Simonite stands in now, who was robbed of a base hit by Trevor Hover in the second inning on a sliding catch in right field. Nordland ready from the stretch, and he brings in the initial pitch. It's inside, it's one ball and no strikes. Simonite 2-for-3 in the series so far with a double and a triple off the left field wall yesterday. The 1-0. Ground ball foul into the Riders' dugout left side. 1-1. Three runs on four hits, no errors for the Rockhounds. The Rough Riders, no runs on three hits and no errors. Nordland pins the red glove to his chest, looks in for his sign. And throw over to first, got him picked off. Winkler being chased by Hatcher to second base. Throws on to Biggers, who's running him back towards first. Pump fakes now to Nordland, the Rough Riders pitcher, who dives and makes the tag. And Winkler is out. A diving tag by the pitcher in the rundown. Winkler picked off. It goes 1-3-4-1. And there's the first out of the fourth inning. One ball and one strike on Simonite, and Capers goes out and will give Nordlund a breather, I assume, as he puts his hand on him and is trying to, he massages his shoulders now, trying to make sure that he's all right after sprinting after him and diving to tag him out. It's giving him a little bit of a breather. One ball and one strike still on Simonite is the home plate umpire, Clay Williams. Makes a walk out towards the mound. First mound visit for the Rough Riders. 3-0 Midland. Playing the home half of the fourth. Nordlund looks in for his sign. He's got it. And he fires in. Check swing on a pitch off the outside corner, and he went around. Strike two. One out, base is clear. Simonite with long blonde hair poking out the back of a black batter's helmet. Points the bat straight up towards the sky. The pitch. A fly ball hit well into right center field. Hava racing after it. Strom comes together with him in center. It's Strom who makes the call and puts it away one-handed. Two outs for Brian Wellboss. Uprighters trailing the Rockhounds 3-0, bottom half of the fourth inning. And Brian Wellboss, the center fielder for Midland, stands in. He singled and was erased for the final out in the second inning. First pitch, outside, one ball, no strikes. That was on a fielder's choice. Nordlund continues to be pretty efficient with his pitches. His next one will be his 62nd. He delivers. It's a swing and a miss and a good breaking ball down low. Ball and a strike. I beg your pardon, his 61st. Now it'll be his 62nd. As he play in the fourth inning. Rough Riders looking for him to go five, which is usually his norm. He takes a deep breath and brings in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Three nothing Midland, bottom of the fourth. Two outs, bases clear. And the 1-2 on the way. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line. Foul ground. A long run for everybody, and all three. Watch that one sail into the seats. A foul ball. It was Evan Carter from left, Kiber Rodriguez from short, and Frenier Chavez running over from first base. Or from third base, I should say. One ball and two strikes still. Here's Nordlund's offering in. It misses down in the dirt with a changeup, and it's 2-2. One back in the 2-2. Foul away, right side. Still 2-2 on Buelbas, the 8-hole hitter for Midland. On this gorgeous night, blue skies up above, good lively crowd. 2-2 again. Change up, popped in the air, back behind home. Capers gives it a look, but it's well foul, and it hits on the overhang above us. Still two balls and two strikes on Wellbounds. Nordlund takes a stroll behind the hill, regathers his thoughts. The ball and his hand come together in his glove at the belt. He takes a deep breath, shoulders square to the third base dugout. He winds and fires. Swinging a ground ball, left side. Chavez down to a knee, a spirit at third, up to his feet. And he throws under first sidearm to retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base in the fourth inning. We go to the top of the fifth next. Rockhounds lead 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
For the first time this season, Brady Brasso is out for the fifth inning. He has five strikeouts, and he's been uber efficient so far. Through four innings of work, he faces Liam Hicks to start it off in the fifth inning. Brasso just 44 pitches through his four innings. And he winds back and delivers home. Hicks watches middle a strike, and it's 0-1. Brasso went to Oklahoma State and has great bloodlines. His father, Mike Basso, was a minor league catcher. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. There's a fly ball hit to center field. Guelvas freezes, now comes in a couple steps, and he makes the catch. One away. 3-0 Midland, top of the fifth inning. Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate. Well, Mike Basso, Brady's father, played nine seasons in the minors, actually played three seasons in the Texas League for the Wichita Wranglers back in the day in 1988, 89, and 91. First pitch to Kellen Strom. There's a fly ball hit well into right center field. Masterman going back. He's under it. The wind knocks it down, and he makes the catch. And it's two outs in a matter of three pitches in the fifth inning. Josh Hatcher stands in now for the Rough Riders. Frisco's only had three hits, and they aren't making Basso throw very many pitches in this game. Here's the wind back and the offering into Hatcher. Fastball, check swing, fouled back into McGuire's glove, and it's 0-1. Well, after Mike Basso finished his playing career, he went on to manage in the minor leagues. The 0-1. Swinging a bouncer up the middle to Yamauchi at second. He fields, slings sidearm to first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. And masterful at that. Just five pitches for Brady Basso, and he goes through five shutout innings in the second game of his Double-A career. It's 3-0 Midland to the bottom half of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the fifth inning from Midland, Texas. Seth Nordlund back on the mound against Casey Yamauchi. It's 3-0 Midland leads. And the initial pitch of the bottom of the fifth inning is on the outside corner. Another breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, we tried to tell you earlier about Casey Yamauchi's interesting story. Here's the wind back in the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's 0-2. Yamauchi was drafted, or I should say was signed this year as a non-drafted free agent out of the University of Hawaii at Hilo. He's a Hilo, Hawaii native, to 23-year-old. He was signed and only played three games in the Arizona Complex League. Here's the wind back in the 0-2. Swinging a little roller foul back behind home. And it's still 0-2 on Yamauchi leading off the fifth. Well, there were so many promotions and a few injuries going on in the A's organization, they needed an infielder to fill in here at the AA level, and he just happened to be there. The pitch is a ground ball up the middle. Rodriguez to his left at short. He fields and flings it on to first to retire Yamauchi, one away. And he was available, and so he was sent to Frisco to play in that series against the Rough Riders for the Rockhounds, and he made a good impression with good hustle and good defense. And he stayed on with the club, playing sparingly once or twice a week. Top of the order now in Drew Swift. 3-0 Midland in the fifth. The pitch. Low and outside and misses. One ball, no strikes. He's already been in the middle of two double plays today. Pull side shift on the infield. The 1-0, I should say, is on the outside corner. A strike, and it's now 1-1. Swift has reached twice with a walk and a double. He scored twice as well. Nordlund rocks back in the 1-1. Swing and a miss and a good breaker. 1-2. Swift with 22 hits in his last 15 games. 1-2 offering. The low and outside of the former Arizona State Sun Devil, and it's 2-2. Former teammates with Trevor Hover, who's out in right field. Nordlund brings in the 2-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner with a fastball. He froze him. And Nordlund picks up his fifth strikeout. Two down for Max Muncy in the three hole. 3-0 Midland. Home half of the fifth. If anything, or if last night proves anything, a 3-0 hole is not too much for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailed by three in the seventh inning and tied it with a three-run homer. First pitch to Muncy. He swings, hits it hard on the ground. His second, and it eats up Biggers at second base, out into right field. A very rare defensive miscue by Jax Biggers. And we'll see if they call it a hit or an error. It was hit so hard, took one hop in a play that Jax will tell you he has to make, but instead of fielding it out in front of him, he tried to side saddle it, and it went off the heel of his glove and out into right field. So Muncy's aboard. Here's the stretch from Nordlund. And the first pitch to Shane McGuire. Top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Midland up 3-0. In the home half of the fifth. Nordlund stretches his right arm skyward. Looking in for his sign. He's got it. Ready from the stretch with a glove at the belt. A long hold, the 0-1. Flicks to the outside corner. A strike. It's 0-2. So they do say infield single by Max Muncy. A base hit to the second baseman, Biggers. So no error charged to Jax. 0-2 on McGuire. Nordlund a deep breath. And he brings it home. Time called right before that. Pitch clock violation. So one ball and two strikes. Muncy leads from first. And Nordland's pick. Down low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. McGuire 0 for 2 today. A flyout to right field and a line out to the third baseman, Chavez. 2-2, high and outside. Three balls and two strikes. Outfield shaded the opposite way for the left-handed batter. Wind blowing softly in from right field, under 10 miles an hour. The pitch is down low and inside, and ball four. A third walk allowed by Seth Nordlund tonight puts runners at first and second. And there is action in the Rough Riders bullpen. Down the left field line. It's Antoine Kelly who's loosening, usually the Rough Riders closer. And John Goble comes out of the Frisco dugout, and he'll go chat with Nordlund.
It's a VIP Sports Getaway Pitchers Round visit. VIP Sports Getaway, the official transportation.
These two very, very close, Goble and Nordlund. Actually talking about their kids. John Goble just had his fourth child earlier this year. Nordlund had his first last year. Goble comes out, puts his arm around Capers, the catcher. The entire infield joins on the hill. Facing Lazar, Armenteros in a big spot with runners at first and second and two down. All Armenteros has done today is provide all three runs of offense for Midland with a two-run homer in the first and an RBI single in the third. So a formidable opponent at the plate and not a guy you want to mess around with in this situation. See how the Rough Riders attack it. Armenteros, a guy who will go very deep in the count. Not usually one to attack first pitch. Here's the stretch. And Nordland's first offering is high and inside. Backed him off with a changeup. And it's 1-0. It just slipped out of his hand. And he's behind in the count. One ball and no strikes. With runners at first and second. Don't want to let this game get out of hand. The pitch. Low off the outside corner. 2-0. Armenteros leading the club among active players with 57 runs batted in as well entering into today, and he's now hit the 60 mark with today's performance. Nordlund looks in. He has his sign ready from the stretch. And the pitch home. Swinging a ground ball foul, third base side, and it's two balls and one strike. 60 RBIs tie him for 14th in the Texas League. Muncy leads from second with good speed. McGuire at first base. He's a catcher but has decent speed. The pitch. Swinging a soft roller, third base side. Tough play. Chavez backhands, takes it to this third base bag, and he caught him. Oh, what a play. Unreal. Chavez waited for that to roll close enough so he could backhand it and race back to the bag on a dive and put the glove on the third base bag for the out. What a hetsy play by Chavez. Wow, he knew he had no chance at first, so he made the play at third. Spectacular. He'll lead things off as we go to the top of the sixth. 3-0 Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, after making a spectacular play at third, Franier Chavez leads off the sixth, and the new pitcher Jack Cushing delivers home. It's a fastball in the outside corner, 0-1. It's 3-0 Rockhounds in the top of the sixth inning. Brady Basso done in his start, and Jack Cushing takes over. Former Georgetown Hoya, and the pitch is outside. It's 1-1. Cushing in his third season with Midland. He made a few appearances at the AAA level this year, but they didn't go so well. The pitch. Chavez takes down, though, and inside. It's 2-1. He allowed 20 runs in 10 1/3 innings in those starts in AAA, but here at the AA level, a 4.66 ERA in 22 outings now, including tonight, as the pitch is flicked foul, and it's now 2-2. So the Rough Rider is very happy to see Brady Basso out of the game as he goes 5 dominant innings of shutout baseball, surrendering just 3 hits, didn't walk a batter, and struck out 5. He didn't throw very many pitches either. That was the thing, is he was so dominant and so efficient. Only 49 pitches. The offering is fought off the hands into shallow center field. Shortstop Swift is back, and he's there to make the catch. On a little humpback liner.
Now batting number 8, Scott Capers.
Scott Capers makes his way to the plate, the Riders catcher in the 9 spot. Frisco trailing 3-0 in the top of the 6th. Basso done and Jack Cushing in, usually a starter, coming out of the bullpen now in the pitch. Outside corner, and it's 0-1. He was probably going to piggyback initially with Basso, but he was so good. He went 5 innings for the first time this season. 0-1. Swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Basso didn't pitch at all in the 2022 season. And he only pitched sparingly after being drafted in 2019. And 5-inning outing today is the longest outing of his career. The pitch is cut on and missed off the outside corner for strike 3. And Cushing strikes out Capers for his first K in just 3 pitches. 3-0 Midland. Top of the order now for the Rough Riders. Jax Biggers in the 6th. Basso faced just 1 over the minimum during his start. Biggers struck out a couple times today in the first pitch. Fastball. Outer edge is struck. 0-1. Love to see the Rough Riders get on the scoreboard in some way or another. The pitch. Swinging a hard grounder, foul right side. It's 0-2. Even put a couple hits together in the same inning. All 3 hits that the Rough Riders have had in the game have come in the first, second, and fourth, none in the same inning. The only time that Frisco has had a runner pass first base was when Evan Carter singled and stole second in the fourth, but he was stranded right there. The pitch home. Swinging a broken bat. Roller right back to the hill on one hop. It's right back to Cushing, who spears it and takes it to the first base bag. Underhand feed is in time to retire the side into the 6th inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. So 1-2-3 inning for Jack Cushing. They go to the bottom of the 6th inning next. 3-0 Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Hi, this is Trevor Hover with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the sixth inning from Midland, Texas, and Antoine Kelly takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. Seth Nordlund done in his five-inning start. It's his fifth straight start in which he's gone exactly five innings. Kelly, usually a guy who comes out of the back end, comes out of the sixth now. And the first pitch to Masterman is swung on and lined to left field. Carter coming in, and he's there to make the chest-high catch. One pitch, one out for Antoine Kelly. Jack Winkler stands in. Three runs on five hits and no errors for the Rockhounds. Rough Riders, no runs on three hits and no errors. Antoine Kelly, a leader with 10 saves for the Rough Riders. Pitching here in the sixth inning, and he delivers home to Jack Winkler. High and outside with a fastball at 96, and it's 1-0. The Chicago, Illinois native has been phenomenal for Frisco. 3-0 with a 2.22 ERA, making his 40th appearance on the season this year. He kicks and brings it. High and outside, two balls and no strikes. Holding opponents to a 195 batting average against in 44 and two-thirds innings. He's whiffed 59 batters, and he was the reliever of the month for July in the Texas Rangers organization. Not allowing a single earned run in 10 outings. The 2-0. High and outside, 3-0. Here in August, he's followed that up very nicely, allowing just one earned run in seven appearances, a 1-2-3 ERA. Right-handed batter, Winkler. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. Well, the thing that he has done best is not walk very many batters. He's gone eight straight outings without a walk. That was his biggest problem last year. 3-1. Outside, and here he does walk somebody. He walks Winkler with one out in the sixth inning for William Simonite, but one walk here and there is okay. It's the compounding walks that hurt him. He has been a completely different pitcher when he's moved to the bullpen this season. He started last year when he came over from the Brewers, and he has fit perfectly into this bullpen as the go-to arm in key situations. First pitch to William Simonite, the right-handed batter. Down low and inside, it's 1-0. 3-0 Midland, bottom half of the sixth inning. Midland Rockhounds, as they've been known as for a few decades. Stretch in the 1-0 pitch. Down low and inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Rockhounds got their name in 1998. Named the Rockhounds because it's a nickname for geologists. Here's the stretch and the 2-0. Swing and a miss. 2-1 on a 95-mile-an-hour heater. It's a reference to the oil and gas industry that's very prevalent here in the Midland area. This team has a long history dating all the way back to 1972. 2-1. Swinging a ground ball, foul left side. Two balls and two strikes. Originally the Midland Cubs, then the Midland Angels. And they've been affiliated with the Oakland Athletics ever since 1999 when they became the Rockhounds officially. Winners of four straight league titles from 2014 to 2017, and haven't made the playoffs since 2019. Played it here at Momentum Bank Ballpark ever since 2002 when this place was built. Kelly readies and brings in the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him below the zone for strike three. Kelly with a fastball to strike him out. Two outs in the sixth inning for Brian Buelvas. It's 3-0 Midland. Three runs on five hits for the Rockhounds. No runs on three hits for the Rough Riders. Runner at first, two down, and the pitch home to the right-handed hitting Buelvas is inside, 1-0. Kelly usually very good against lefties. He's facing all right-handed hitters in this inning. And it will continue until he reaches Shane McGuire in the three spot. We're here at the eight spot in the order. The 1-0. Swinging a broken bat roller left side. Chavez picks it third, throws the short way to second in time to get Winkler and retire the side in the sixth. So no runs on no hits, no errors, and a runner left aboard against Kelly in his lone inning. And we go to the top of the seventh inning next. It's 3-0. Rockhounds lead it. Rough Riders trying to find some offense. We come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
We are a stamp. For a limited time, get high-performance, ultra-reliable internet plans starting at just $25 a month. And now we have mobile, too. Experience the number one rated internet with this special offer. Switch today. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $25 a month, all in for 1 year. Don't forget to ask about Astound Mobile. We are Astound.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Evan Carter, K-Bear Rodriguez, Trevor Hover will swing the sticks in the seventh. 3-0 Midland, Jack Cushing back into his windup, and the initial toss to Carter. Fastball sears the outside corner, a called strike, it's 0-1. Evan Carter has singled to center and beat out a ground ball to first for an infield single in the fourth. He's 2-for-2. The 0-1 offering outside. One ball and one strike. He has 2/3 of the Rough Riders' hits today. The only other hit from Liam Hicks in the second. Another single. The windback in the 1-1 pitch. A fly ball hit to center field, sending Buelvas back. He's got a beat on it. Staring up into the twilight sky, he reaches skyward with his left paw and makes the catch. One away. K-Bear Rodriguez bats now. Rough Riders down 3-0. Rodriguez 0-for-2 today. Stands in from the right side, lays the tip of the bat on the outside edge of the plate, and he's ready to go. The pitch. Fastball, careems across the outside corner, a strike, 0-1. Rodriguez with a couple hits yesterday, including a double. Holds the bat, or the hands close to his chest, and the pitch is low and outside. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders have only had those three hits, actually only three base runners as well. No walks today, something that is such a big part of their game. The 1-1. Fouled back. It's one ball and two strikes. Frisco has long led the Texas League in walks as an offense. Been one of the most patient teams in the Texas League, and especially the man on deck, Trevor Hover, who's seen the fifth most pitches and the most balls in the Texas League. out of any player this year. Here's the wind back and the 1-2 pitch to K-Bear Rodriguez. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner for strike three. And Jack Cushing strikes out his second. Two down for Trevor Hover, who's 0 for 2 with a couple strikeouts today. And two double plays has made it so Midland is just facing one over the minimum. In this stretch where Midland has won 11 of their last 13, they're the best pitching team and they're averaging the most runs out of any team in the Texas League this last 13 games. First pitch to Hover. That fastball staples itself to the outside corner for a strike. And it's 0-1. Pull side shift on the infield. Left-handed batting Hover. And the offering home. It's high off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders certainly hoping to find some semblance of offense here. Haven't been shut out very often this year. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Outside corner. No, just outside. And it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders, last time they've been shut out was not too long ago. Here's the wind back and the 2-1. Swinging a foul back behind home to the backstop, and it's 2-2. They've been shut out seven times on the season. The last time they were blanked was at Corpus Christi on August 12th. 2-2. Check swing on a pitch down low and inside. They appeal, and he did not go. So we're full at three balls and two strikes. Cushing looks over the top of his glove. He's got his sign, shoulders square to the third base dugout. The payoff home. A flare into shallow left field. That drops in a base hit. And Trevor Hover gives a fist pump on his way onto first base. He's got himself a base hit on a 3-2 offering to left. Fourth hit for the Rough Riders tonight, and hopefully it starts a two-out rally. Liam Hicks makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders trailing 3-0. Hicks had a single back in the second inning. He's 1-for-2. Sun starting to set here in Midland, Texas. The lights are taking effect. Cushing stretches and delivers. Hicks watches on the outside corner. Called strike one with a backdoor breaking ball. Taking a look around the Texas League at the scores that are very important to the Rough Riders tonight. Amarillo a 3-0 advantage against San Antonio. That's bad news for Frisco. The 0-1. Swinging a foul straight back and Cushing quickly ahead 0-2 on Hicks. Good news, Springfield leads Corpus Christi 9-6. That's good news because the Rough Riders need the hooks to lose as they're tied with them. Thomas Jacy hit another home run for Springfield. He's 2-for-3 with three RBIs. That's his seventh home run this month. Yesterday he didn't reach for the first time in a Cardinals uniform, snapping a 19-game on-base streak for him. Here's the stretch and the 0-2 pitch to Hicks. Just outside, one ball, two strikes. So JC clocking another home run. His 22nd of the year. One 2 offering to Hicks. He swings, grounds it to second base. Right at Yamauchi, who fields and fires to first to retire the side in the seventh. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning next. It's time to stretch. Riders trailing the Rockhounds 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Casey Yamauchi starts it in the bottom of the seventh for the Midland Rockhounds. 3-0 Frisco trails, and Danny Duffy takes over on the mound for Frisco. Antoine Kelly done after one inning of work. And the first pitch is bunted at and missed by Yamauchi, and it's 0-1. Duffy getting his second appearance in this series. He threw a scoreless inning back in game one. And time call. Pitch clock violation on Yamauchi. Didn't get in the box in time. 0-2. Well, now he's in the box. And attentive towards the pitcher. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2 from Duffy. Breaking ball tagged on the ground to third and foul. It's still 0-2 on Yamauchi. 9-1-2 for the Rockhounds in this bottom of the seventh. It was on this day in baseball history in 1951 that one of the best promotional artists in baseball history had another one of his grand ideas. That's Bill Veeck. The pitch is hit in the air out to shallow right field. Hover coming in. Biggers going back. It's Hover, the right fielder. He makes the catch. One away. Here's Drew Swift. Swift is 1-for-2 with a double, a walk, and two-run score. Three nothing. Midland leads it. Bill Veeck was very famous for a lot of his escapades and doing whatever he could to get people out to the ballpark. First pitch from Duffy is a strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. And it was on this day, in 1951, that he did it again. He tried something a little bit different that had never been done in Major League Baseball. 0-1. Down low and inside, it's 1-1. He did Fan Manager's Night, where they had every fan with placards, and they voted for who was at what position and who is in the starting lineup that night. The 1-1. Just inside, it's 2-1. When he was the owner of the St. Louis Browns, the A's general manager who they were playing, he didn't really like it very much, as the offering is low, and it's 3-1, because the Browns on Fans Manager's Night, they beat the Athletics 5-3. They had placards for 1,115 fans. 3-1 is in on the ground up the middle, and it sneaks through into center. A base hit for Drew Swift. He singles back up the box. He's got his second hit today, and he's aboard at first with one out for Max Muncy. 3-0 Midland, bottom of the seventh. The manager, Zach Taylor, sat in a box behind the dugout with two fans who monitored the voting during the game. And adding into the festivities, Max Patkin, who was known as the clown of baseball. Here's the stretch and a bunt up the first baseline. Hatcher Fields throws onto first. Duffy laid off the mound covering, and it's dropped. Muncy is safe at first. A bunt base hit. And it's back-to-back singles here in the seventh, putting runners at first and second with one down for Shane McGuire. Goes a bunt push past the mound. Hatcher fielded it. And Duffy was late coming off the hill. And he was beaten to first. And here's Shane McGuire. And time called, and capers will go out. Well, Max Patkin, the Clown Prince of Baseball, coached first base for a few innings and added to the antics. It was a stunt that shocked baseball at the time. Bill Veeck is known for many things, but among all, probably best known for his time with the Cleveland Indians organization when he signed Larry Doby, the first black player in the American League, who followed Jackie Robinson as the first black player in the National League and in all of Major League Baseball. First pitch to McGuire is a fastball. That's just outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Runners at first and second, one out in the seventh inning. 3-0 Midland. Duffy stretches in a bit of a pickle here, and he delivers home the 1-0 offering. Fastball, middle, a strike. 1-1. Duffy has had appearances where he's been very good. He also has had appearances that he has walked everybody. He has not had very many appearances where he's been hit around, though. He brings it. A ground ball foul right side. 1-2 now. And he's allowed back-to-back singles with one out here in the seventh. If you're Duffy and the Rough Riders, you'd love to keep this right here at 3-0 and give yourself an opportunity to somehow ignite some offense. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball way high and outside. And a balk. But Duffy stopped and started. So a balk from Danny Duffy moves both runners into scoring position and eliminates the possibility of a double play. Infield draws in now for the Rough Riders all along the cut of the infield grass. Runners at second and third, one down. The 1-2 is hit foul into the netting above the Frisco dugout left side, and it's still one ball and two strikes. And now a base hit could make it 5-0 here in the seventh inning. Duffy stretches, and the 1-2. This is down low off the outside corner in the dirt. And it's two balls and two strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 tonight with a walk. That walk came back in the fifth. The only three walks of the game have come, or say three of the four, from Nordland, one from Antoine Kelly. The pitch home. The foul back this way and just above us. Whoa! That hit the little tray down below that has our crowd microphone on it, and that's why you heard that crazy sound. It's still one ball and two strikes. The pitch home. Breaking ball dips low of the zone. Three balls and two strikes. This will be the eighth pitch. Infield still in. And the 3-2. Fly ball foul left side. Still three balls, two strikes. It's a left-on-left matchup. Historically, Duffy has been very effective in these situations. The pinch. A pop-up left side, foul ground. Chavez is there. He's under it. And he makes the catch. Two outs. Here's Lazaro Armenteros, the dangerous one. The one you really have to worry about. Armenteros is 2 for 3 today. A two-run home run in the first, an RBI single in the third. He's accounted for all the runs, and John Goble will go out and chat with Danny Duffy to talk about a game plan against Armenteros. Duffy, the 34-year-old, this season with Frisco, has been better against right-handers than he has against lefties. With the Rough Riders, right-handers are hitting just 156 against him. Left-handers, 250. Where he's gotten himself into trouble, as talked about, it's the walks that have gotten him in those predicaments. He's walked 17 this year to 20 strikeouts in 20 in a third innings. A guy coming off major arm injury that ended his major league career for the moment, signed with the Dodgers last year and then came back and signed with the Rangers this season. Signed by the general manager Chris Young, who was his former teammate in Kansas City. Now here's Armenteros, and the first pitch is cut on and missed. It's 0-1. Runners at second and third for the Midland Rockhounds, leading 3-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Duffy readies and brings in the 0-1. Breaking ball, strike, inside corner at the knees. He's ahead 0-2. Got to be careful here. Can't put one in a hittable place for Armenteros. The 0-2. Check swing on a breaking ball in the dirt. And he was able to hold. One ball, two strikes. Armenteros' two-run home run was a short porch homer the opposite way to right field in the first inning. His 11th long ball of the season with Midland. 1-2. High with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Duffy wipes his hand on the backside of his pants as he makes his way back to the hill. He's got his sign ready from the stretch. And the 2-2. Bounces a breaking ball in the dirt. Out in front of home, and it's three balls and two strikes. Armenteros with a full count to him. First base is open. Here's the left-hander stretch and the payoff home. Swing and a miss. He got him off the outside corner. He struck him out to strand two. Danny Duffy with a big strikeout. No runs on two hits, no errors, two left on. Top of the eighth inning next, 3-0 Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the eighth inning, the Rough Riders down 3-0. They only have 4 hits on the offensive side tonight. They'll try to turn it around here in the eighth. Kellen Strom, Josh Hatcher, Franier Chavez, 6-7-8 in the Rough Riders order. It's a final out of Minnesota. The Rangers fall in their 7th consecutive game. They lose to the Twins 7-5. Twins scoring 3 runs in the 8th inning to come from behind and win it. First pitch to Kellen Strom from Jack Cushing is a strike outside corner at the knees, and it's 0-1. So Not a good day for the Rangers. The Seattle Mariners are just one game back. The Houston Astros are just one game back as well. The pitch is hit hard to second and eats up Yamauchi into right center. Strom has himself a base hit. Leading things off in the eighth inning. A hard hit ball right to the second baseman, but Yamauchi tried to pick it off to his left, and it went in between his glove and his shoulder to his left. About bicep high as he was bending down. Went past him, and that brings Josh Hatcher to the plate. Here's the stretch and the offering in to the left-handed batter. Swing and a miss on a changeup off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. So Rangers are in jeopardy here of losing their lead in the American League West. Dane Dunning going tomorrow against Sonny Gray for the Twins. The pitch is high off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Really key series against the Twins. It's a four-gamer. And then they take on the Mets in New York. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Hatch. A swing and a bounder, foul back behind home, and it's 1-2. The scary thing about the Seattle Mariners is they have a very easy schedule over the next couple weeks. They face the Kansas City Royals, then the Oakland Athletics. Then they take on the Mets, and those are some very winnable games going into the month of September. Stretch in the 1-2. Now before that, a throw over to first, and Strom is back in with a step and a dive. Now Rough Riders here trail 3-0 in the top of the eighth inning, with Strom at first base and Hatcher a 1-2 count to his name. A great opportunity to get things going on the offensive side. It's the first time all game they've had a leadoff man aboard. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Hatcher strikes out on a pitch down low and inside. It's the third strikeout for Jack Cushing, and there's one away. Franer Chavez stands in now. Runner at first, one out. 3-0 Midland, top of the eighth inning.
Now batting number 12, Franer Chavez.
Chavez 0-2. Here's the stretch and the pitch. High and outside, one ball, no strikes. Rough Riders haven't had a runner at third base tonight, let alone a run. The 1-0. Ground ball foul off the end of the bat, back behind home, and it's 1-1. Only runner at second was Evan Carter back in the fourth inning after he singled and stole the bag. Kellen Strom hit was the fifth for the Rough Riders on the ball game and led off this eighth inning. 1-1 to Chavez. Off the outside corner it misses, two balls and one strike. Take another peek at the Texas League scoreboard. Amarillo Sod Poodles leading the Texas League South up 4-0 in the bottom of the seventh at San Antonio. 2-1 offering from the right-hander. Fouled back into the netting, and it's 2-2. The Springfield, their lead has slimmed. It's now 9-7 over Corpus Christi. Those are the two games that really affect the Rough Riders. Frisco rooting for San Antonio and Springfield in those games, and well, if those games went final now, they'd be 1-1 games that they want to see go their way. The 2-2. Misses high, and it's three balls and two strikes, but none of that matters if you can't win the game in front of you, and Frisco has lost the first two in this series and in danger of losing a third in a row, trailing 3-0. Here's the stretch and the payoff. Ground ball foul right side. Kicks off a sidewall and out into right field. Still 3-2 on Chavez. Hitting in the eighth spot in the order. He's grounded out to first and popped out to short in his two trips so far tonight. Pinwheels the bat to the hill. A couple check swings to the mound. Holds the bat to his left shoulder. Red batting gloves to match his jersey. Payoff pitch from Cushing on the way. High and outside. Ball four. The runners at first and second for the Rough Riders now with one down here in the eighth inning, and Scott Capers stands in. And Bobby Crosby out of the dugout, and he's going to make a pitching change. So the manager exits Midland's dugout, and he's going to head down to the bullpen. 3-0, Rough Riders trailing, and the tying run comes to the plate in the top of the eighth inning. Jack Cushing is done. It's our first pitching change of the night in the middle of an inning. And we'll introduce you to the new man out of the bullpen when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride. The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Scott Capers comes to the plate after the pitching change. It's Tyler Baum who takes over for the Midland Rockhounds, the 25-year-old out of Orlando, Florida, former second rounder by the A's in 2019 out of North Carolina. Runners at first and second. Riders trailing 3-0 in the top of the eighth inning in the pitch. A swing and a miss and a fastball on 93 off the outside corner. It's 0-1. Baum began his career as a starter and has since come out of the bullpen the last two seasons, making his ninth appearance with Midland. The pitch is hit foul to the right side. It's 0-2. He dominated with Lansing at the beginning of the season out of the bullpen. In 24 outings, a 1.72 earned run average. So far in 8 outings, a 4.22 ERA here in Midland. He fires home. Breaking ball, soft grounder left side. The third baseman, Winkler's got it. No play. He grabbed it right in front of Drew Swift, the shortstop, and then looked to throw somewhere, and he had no chance to get any of the base runners. So the bases are loaded now on the infield single by Scott Capers. And Jax Biggers stands in, who has two home runs so far in this series. And with it being the eighth inning, Carlos Cardoza is going to pinch run for Scott Capers, who is the tying run at first base, and Chris Cease becomes that tying run. So with Liam Hicks DHing tonight, David Garcia will come out and catch in the bottom of the eighth inning. Bases loaded, one out here in the eighth. First pitch to Biggers is a breaking ball just outside. 1-0. Jax Biggers with homers in each of the last two games. He has 11 on the season. Rough Riders have hit 9 grand slams on the year this season. The pitch home is another breaking ball in there for a strike. Back-to-back curves, and it's 1-1. Strom at third, Chavez at second, Cease the pinch runner at first. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Biggers watches on the outside corner, called strike two, and it's 1-2. Evan Carter is on deck. Golden opportunity for the Rough Riders with Biggers at home. Slightly open stance, left side, rests the bat against his back left shoulder, the pinch. Swing and a miss, he struck him out off the outside corner. 2 outs. Big strikeout for Tyler Baum. And here's Evan Carter. He's 2-for-3 tonight. You couldn't ask for a much bigger moment. Bases loaded. 3-0 Midland. Top of the eighth inning, 2 outs. The pitch. High and outside, 1-0. This is why you want to see Evan Carter in these kind of situations. He's the top prospect. He's highly touted. He's always talked about. What can he do right here? The 1-0. He swings and misses out in front of a changeup. It's 1-1. A mighty rip from Carter. He already has a grand slam this year. It was in the first road series of the season in April in San Antonio. Or beg your pardon, no, it was in Wichita earlier this month. He had 3 home runs in that series in San Antonio, but none of them were a grand slam. Here's the stretch and the 1-1. Swinging a soft roller foul at the plate off of Carter. It's 1-2. Top of the eighth inning, 3-0 Midland, bases loaded. Carter's 2 singles, a single to center and an infield single to first, making him 2-for-3. Bomb is ahead, 1-2. He delivers. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop has got it. Swift fires onto first, and he just beats Carter for the final out of the eighth inning. Now the Rough Riders load the bases but can't score anybody. No runs on 2 hits, no errors, and 3 left on base. Bottom of the eighth inning coming up. It's 3-0 Midland on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes 1 and 1 makes 3. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, the Rough Riders had a great opportunity to score a run, trailing 3-0 with the bases loaded and 1 out, but Jack Spickers struck out and Evan Carter grounded out to short, and it remains 3-0. Michael Brewer takes over on the mound for Frisco. David Garcia is the new Rough Riders catcher. And here's Cameron Masterman to start off in the bottom of the eighth. Michael Brewer, the right-hander out of Missouri, the pitch. Is outside. It's 1 ball and no strikes. A Hillsboro, Missouri native drafted out of high school by the Rangers. Masterman is 0-for-3 tonight. The 1-0. A high pop-up right side. Foul ground. Hatcher gives it a look and he wants to go into the seats. A foul ball and it's 1-1. Now, Brewer, the fourth pitcher used by the Rough Riders tonight. It went Seth Nordlund, who started and went 5, allowing all 3 runs. Antoine Kelly, a scoreless 6th inning. Danny Duffy, a scoreless 7th, despite allowing a couple base runners. And now it's Michael Brewer. Bottom of the 8th inning, Rough Riders trailing 3-0. Brewer peeks in for his sign. He's got it, ready from the stretch. And the 1-1 offering on the way. Fouled away into the netting right side. It's 1-2. Brewer, it's been some time since we've seen him on the mound. He's pitching on 4 days rest. First time in this series. His last outing was a tough one, allowing 6 runs. in an inning and a third. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out, low and away. One out. Got him with a breaking ball. Jack Winkler stands in now.
Third baseman, Jack Winkler.
Rough Riders down 3-0. Winkler 0-1 with a couple walks. Brewer stretches and delivers home. Fouled back. 0-1. Rough Riders infield back and very slightly to pull against the right-handed batting Winkler. Brewer stretches and delivers in. Low off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Soft breeze blowing out to left field. The 10-mile-an-hour winds have cooled down significantly since first pitch and turned into a very pleasant night here in Amarillo. Or, excuse me, here in Midland. The 1-1 misses high, and it's two balls and one strike. Haven't done that in a while. It's now 89 degrees. Once the sun goes down, very, very pleasant. Not very humid out here in West Texas. 2-1 pitch from Brewer. Misses low of the zone, and it's three balls and one strike. Brewer with long brown hair poking out the back of his red ball cap. Here's the stretch. And the 3-1. Swinging a chopper up the middle. Rodriguez charges, picks. The shortstop fires to first. Not in time. Oh, man. Infield single for Jack Winkler on a very close play at first. Rodriguez squatted down in frustration next to the mound. That's where he ended up after fielding and throwing that ball. Close play, and it ends up being an infield single for Winkler. His third time aboard today, his first hit. William Simonite stands in now. Simonite 0-3. Brewer stretches and delivers home. Ground ball foul off Simonite's foot back to the hill, and it's 0-1. Simonite out of Wake Forest. Bends down back behind home and adjusts his shin guard. He was a grad transfer to Wake Forest, began his career at Cornell University. Played all 4 years there. In 2020, he was a signee, a non-drafted signee by the Oakland Athletics. Playing his second season here in Midland. Brewer stretches in the 0-1 pitch. He brings it. Breaking ball just outside. 1-1. Went between innings because Scott Capers, the catcher, was pinch run for at first by Chris Sees. We saw Michael Brewer come in from the bullpen. Well, David Garcia had to come in from the bullpen, too. He was catching out there in the bullpen today. The 1-1. Inside corner is strike. 1-2. We've seen one lineup this year with all three Rough Riders catchers in it, with Hicks playing at first base and Garcia DHing and Capers catching. Brewers 1-2. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Hover going back. He's at the warning track into the corner. Runs out of room, and it's a foul ball. Just out of his reach in foul territory. There's not a whole lot of it down that right side, just 10 feet or so. And he just couldn't quite make the catch. One ball and two strikes on Simonite. 3-0, Midland out in front, bottom of the eighth inning. Winkler takes his lead from first. Stretch and Brewer's pitch on the way. Swinging a line drive into shallow left field. Carter racing in. He runs it down, makes the catch. Fires back to first. Got him for the double play. Evan Carter with the great grab, and he fired onto first, a perfect strike, and he doubled off Winkler. That's the final out of the inning. From left field all the way to first for the double play. We go to the top of the ninth. The Rough Riders will have the middle third of the order, needing three to tie it and four to take the lead when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go to the top of the ninth inning. The Riders trail 3-0, and K-Bear Rodriguez stands in from the right side against Tyler Baum. First pitch. On the outside corner, a called strike. It's 0-1. Baum came in, allowed the infield single to Scott Capers in the eighth inning to load the bases, but then struck out Jack Spiggers and got Evan Carter to ground out. The pitch is down low and inside, and it's 1-1. Well, Midland leading 3-0, scoring two runs in the first inning on a two-run homer by Lazaro Armenteros. And then an RBI single by Armenteros made it 3-0 in the third. The pitch. Rodriguez bounces it foul, third base side, and it's 1-2. No scoring since then, and not many hits either. Since that third inning, Midland just has four hits. And the Rough Riders only have five, make it six hits all game. The eighth inning was the first time that the Rough Riders have had multiple hits in the same inning. The pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air, elevated to left. But Armenteros comes in, and he's there to make the catch for the first down in the ninth inning. One down for Trevor Hubbard. Game two of this, or I should say game four of this series, is tomorrow. Ryan Garcia gets the ball for the Rough Riders. He's 3-9 with a 7.02 ERA. They'll go against Blake Beers. The right-hander for Midland is a 7.01 ERA this year. First pitch to Hover. Outside, 1-0. 7 o'clock first pitch tomorrow. He'll be on the air at 6.45 with the Rough Riders pregame show. Stretch in the 1-0. A bouncer to the right side. Second baseman Yamauchi picks, throws off balance on the run. Sidearm and gets him. Two outs. And Liam Hicks makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders in danger of losing their third in a row and their ninth in their last 11 games. 3-0 Midland, top of the ninth. Two out, spaces clear. Hicks 1-for-3 with a single in the second inning. Stretch in the right-hander's pitch. Outside, 1-0. Missing with a fastball at 95 miles an hour. Hicks, the left-handed batter. His single was to left. The pitch. He swings and misses. And it's 1-1. The changeup has been good from Baum. Taking it off the outside edge. And Hicks calls time. After that big swing where his helmet nearly came off. Rough Riders didn't have many opportunities with runners in scoring position tonight. Just 1 for 5, but that eighth inning really hurt not being able to get any runs with the bases loaded and one out. The 1-1. Strike on the outside corner with a fastball, and it's 1-2. So Riders down to their final strike on this Thursday night. The pitch home. Outside, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kellen Strom on deck if we get that far here in the ninth. Baum brings in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Ball game over. Baum strikes him out with a changeup off the outside corner. And the Riders fall to the Midland Rockhounds 3-0. A 3-0 our final score tonight. The Riders have fallen in the first 3 games of this series. We'll break it down to the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Midland. Rough Riders fall 3-0 to the Midland Rockhounds. Final line scores. Rough Riders, no runs on 6 hits, no errors. They left 5 on the base paths. Rockhounds, 3 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They left 7 on the base pass. The win to Brady Basso in his second career AA start. He picks up the victory. It's his first victory in his minor league career as a starter, and he goes to 1-0 here in the AA level. Seth Nordlund with the loss in this ball game. He falls to 1-5 in the AA season, and a save for Tyler Baum as well in this ball game tonight. The Rough Riders, well, they never got going on the offensive side. They ended up going 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position, but could not pick up a victory. That only hit with a runner in scoring position was an infield single to third to load the bases in the eighth inning. That was their best scoring opportunity. Bases loaded with one out, and the first and second hitters in your order due up. That's a dream, but you could not get it done. The Rough Riders had a strikeout from Jax Biggers and a ground out from Evan Carter, and they were held off the scoreboard for the eighth time this year. Shutout for the eighth time. Final score, 3-0. Rockhounds win it over the Rough Riders. We'll continue to break this one down, give you some scores around the league, and tell you what's next tomorrow for the Rough Riders and Rockhounds when we come back. Postgame show continues on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The party deck at Writers Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at writersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Midland one final time on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco falls to the Midland Rockhounds 3-0 on this Thursday night. Let's take a trip around the Texas League and look at the scores and tell you a little bit about the playoff picture and what it means tonight with the Rough Riders falling in their third consecutive game. Well, San Antonio hosting Amarillo in a huge game for the Rough Riders. Amarillo leading 4-2 in the top of the ninth inning in that game. And if that score holds, then the Rough Riders will fall five games back of Amarillo. And with only three games remaining in this series, that means there are only 21 games left in the regular season in 2023. So five games back with 21 left. It's definitely not impossible for the Rough Riders to make the playoffs, but really got to start winning games and scoring a little bit better if they want to make the postseason. The bad news is Corpus came back to tie Springfield at one point. That was a borderline blowout at 9-5. Well, it's now 9-9 in the middle of the seventh inning there in Springfield, a ballpark that can play pretty offensive, especially Homer Happy. And Springfield and Corpus now tied. Corpus Christi entered today tied with the Rough Riders for third in the Texas League South, four games back of Amarillo. As for the North Division, Northwest Arkansas, a big game against Tulsa, and they trail 6-5 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Northwest Arkansas is a game and a half behind the leader in the Texas League North, and that's Wichita. They won 4-1 earlier against Arkansas to take an even bigger lead, especially if Northwest Arkansas were to fall to the Tulsa Drillers. As for the Texas Rangers affiliate, the Round Rock Express at the AAA level have just been on fire. They've won 14 in a row, but they're in the top of the eighth inning at home against the Salt Lake Bees, the Angels affiliate, and they actually trail 3-1. Zach Kent went four strong innings in his start. He now has a 1.76 ERA. He didn't allow a single run in those four innings. Sandro Fabian hit his 20th homer as well for the Express, but that's been their only offense. Alex Spees now into the game as a reliever for the Express, throwing 100 miles an hour as he normally does. As for the high A level, the Hickory Crawdads took on the Red Sox affiliate, the Greenville Drive, at home, and they fell 5-2, while Fayetteville, they took down low A down east. Fayetteville, the Astros affiliate, a 5-4 win on the road against the Down East Wood Ducks. At the Major League level, the Rangers had a 5-4 lead going into the bottom of the eighth inning, but they could not hold on as the Twins came from behind to win it 7-5 in the opener of that series and hand the Rangers their seventh consecutive loss. And they now just have a one-game lead in the American League West on both the Mariners and the Astros, tied one game back of the Rangers. So it's a very important day tomorrow for the Rangers to pick up a victory with Dane Dunning on the mound against the Twins. And it's Sonny Gray, who's having a great season for Minnesota, getting the start at Target Field tomorrow. It'll be a 7:10 first pitch in Minnesota. As for us, we'll have game four of this series tomorrow. It'll be 7 o'clock on the dot, first pitch. Ryan Garcia will take the ball for the Rough Riders. He's 3-9 with a 7.02 ERA. Blake Beers starts for Midland. He's 3-8, a 7.01 earned run average. So first pitch time, 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:45 with the Rough Riders pregame show. We hope you join us. It'll be a lot of fun for game four of the series. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible, for our very gracious hosts here in Midland, the Midland Rockouts. For my broadcast partner, Josh Warden, and for all of us with the Frisco Rough Riders, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6:45 for a 7 o'clock first pitch. Until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!